forest all full of color.
Yeah.
Ryo, can you jump?
Yeah.
Ryo, this way.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
Hi, this is Jess.
Great, and we're happy campers, aren't we, Regan? And what are we going to be talking about today?
What's your favorite place that you've been lost in?
Very good.
Number two, name a movie that deserves a son of sequel.
A what?
A son of sequel. And number three, who's your favorite Boston? Why?
That's not what it says. That's not what it says.
No,
Regan.
We're going to stop this right now. Topic number one, ladies and gentlemen, is what's your favorite place that you've been lost in? You can interpret it as you want. Topic number two is name a movie that deserves a son of sequel. And topic number three is what cartoon character would you like to have as your boss and why?
And we are pleased as punch to have the third time on the Public Access Podcast, an audience favorite, a crowd favorite.
One of our bestest friends. Our bestest
a Comedia Gogo favorite. One
best
of my
friend.
Favorites.
A best friend.
Who best friend?
The man who eats like an elderly man at Hung Fung's Chinese restaurant.
That's not even how you... You don't define people that way.
The Jewish guy I've ever met.
You don't.
Richard Lewis's illegitimate son, Mr. Samson Portillo, how are you?
Hello.
Yay.
Very nice.
Samson. I want to talk to Samson.
Samson, how you been?
Good.
Now, I understand that you don't order anything different at Hung Fung's Chinese restaurant.
D3, man.
Yeah.
Daily 3 combo.
I go for D2. Yeah, I'm a D2 kind of guy.
Yeah. Chinese food isn't lemon chicken.
And I'm not talking Mighty Ducks, guys.
Yeah. And a D3 is what?
It's some sort of gelatinous substance that you put on your chicken.
Lemon.
And then some beef thing.
Beef and broccoli?
It's
Mongolian beef?
That might be it.
That's not even there.
Mongoloid beef.
D2 is lemon chicken and sweet and sour pork.
Nice. Do not, and I repeat, do not by any means get the cilantro chicken. It is dog shit.
Why would you even do that?
Yeah,
why would you do that to yourself?
Get something with a D in front.
Yeah, that's it.
Chop suey's is shit. The chop suey is
all the state. All the anything that's not the standard Chinese American food is shit at Hung Fung.
Don't order specials, and not just because it's bad, because you will piss off the waitstaff so bad.
Just get the typical shit. Just get the typical.
Or if you talk for like 20 minutes after you're done eating, like Larry and I did one time, we were
having a good
bad.
Time.
It was bad. We were talking.
They picked up our plates.
Yeah, and everything. I think they might have taken away our tea.
Yeah. just ask.
And they're like, I asked for a refill on the tea, and she brought the pitcher.
That's what they're supposed to do. I love it. Did you sit in my section?
In the back?
I didn't know you have a section.
No, Mai. Her name is Mai.
Oh, nice, bro. I see what you did there.
No, that's
dude.
A real thing.
Oh, very good.
That's horrible, dude. Oh, my God.
You that section.
Is awful.
Her name, right,
her name, her name is Mai.
You doesn't work there.
Yeah, dude.
No. She's been a waitress section, dude. She's been a waitress there for like 15 years, and she always serves.
And is so mad.
All right.
So yeah. I know a lot of people are wondering, like, who the fuck is Samson?
Yeah.
And the thing is...
Just some guy.
One of our best friends in the world.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, the most important thing. We've had cosplayers. We have nerd alerts. We've had people that are champions and whatever.
Gallagher!
We've had Gallagher.
Freaking Gallagher.
And 0% of them would have the vast knowledge of comic book information than you.
You're counting out our friend iMac because he's pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah. He's very knowledgeable, but I would put money.
Can we have you guys do a quiz bowl?
Oh God,
I am putting all my chips in fucking Sammy P.
I wouldn't do it.
I'd put my money on iMac.
Really? Traitor?
Yeah. No. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
If the trivia included, you know, who was the marketing director of the fucking Dark Horse?
IMAX is on that.
IMAX on that. But
If I asked you who Shadow Hawk's love interest was in the first five series, you would fucking know.
The AIDS virus.
There it is.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Booyah.
I am so. Oh.
There it is, guys. And see how quick. I didn't even finish the question. We all know that Shadow Hawk's secret identity was Magic Johnson.
AIDS-ass Magic Johnson.
AIDS-ass Magic Johnson.
You guys are not very nice.
It's, you know what, dude? It's
Samson, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Shadowhawk's
Do
fault.
You remember the very first comic book that you ever read?
Absolutely. Captain Carrot. Captain Carrot's what did
Captain
it.
Carrot.
Captain Carrot and his Amazing Zoo Crew.
That set me up on this. Which was awesome. Happen?
Okay, so we were at, it was a comic store right in
How
front
old,
of, God, I don't know, I must have been like 6 or 7.
Couldn't, oh, wow.
Couldn't,
okay,
couldn't
okay.
read.
Okay.
Couldn't read at all.
Right.
Or maybe. I knew what letters
Everything
were,
Everything was in black and white, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Like reality was
yes.
in black
yes.
and white.
Yes.
Yes. That's not what
it's,
happened.
It's like that movie with the people.
Smallville.
Sure. Yes, those things. Both of those things.
Amityville, right.
So there was a comic store in front of Eisner Road Flea Market. My brother, my oldest brother, Bucket, it was his nickname, collected
fucking
Conan.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nickname,
yeah,
dude.
Absolutely. My brother, Jason, collected X-Men. And so I had to get something.
That couldn't be X-Men
yeah,
or Conan.
Exactly. Because I could just read theirs when they weren't looking. Right. Captain Carrot. Because on the very first issue of Captain Carrot, Jesse
Do you
probably
still have
it.
Issue?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have that one, but I did get another one signed by Scott Shaw. I met the guy who created him, which was
and
awesome.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That you were my
yes,
first, and
yes,
was he like,
absolutely. Ugh. He's like, dude, I've heard the story a million times. No, actually, he was really cool. He was yeah. super cool. He's a great guy. But the very first one, there's Superman's on the cover, and Captain Carrot is saving Superman from certain doom. And I'm like, dude, fucking Captain Carrot, this guy is rescue. He's better than Superman. Superman's right. powerless, and he's saving Superman's. He's got to be cool. So checked it out. One waste of a life later.
Jeez. Wow.
Wow. Fuck off. Captain Carrot is yeah. awesome. My God. Yes. Yes.
What's the difference between the Captain Carrot and Flamin' Carrot?
Flamin' Carrot was later Bob Burton. Was that his name? The creator of Flamin' Carrot?
I don't remember that.
I'm
name.
Probably wrong. Yeah. We'll Google it later. You know what? You guys don't know. Yeah, Bob Burton.
Well,
of course it was Bob.
Flamin' Carrot's an actual like carrot.
Yeah.
On fire.
On fire.
Captain Carrot is an anthropomorphic rabbit with like a superpowers.
And independently owned.
Yes.
Flaming Carrot independently owned.
Yes.
So how was yeah. Superman in his...
Flaming Carrot's independently owned. Captain Carrot was DC.
Yeah.
Oh, scratch. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Because Understood. The first two, same, like my answer is actually the same thing. It's a combination of Captain Carrot and Swamp Thing. Those are my first two comics.
There. Nice. Very
cool. With the dungeon of Walsham Road, not there anymore, of course. But yeah, Swamp Thing, Captain Carrot. I felt stupid for buying Captain Carrot because it's the same yeah. thing. Friends were buying like all the cool shit, but I could not be helped to be drawn to.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I thought all these fucking animal heroes were cool. I wanted it.
That's pretty goofy. I actually remember my first comic. I still own my first comic. Not like, I remember this is the first yeah. comic I bought and I bought it. No, I still own it. I was about 5 or 6 and I went with my mom to Eckerd's. And I geeked out over Justice League. It was number 5 of a 6-part series. And it on the cover, it was Wonder Woman, Flash, Superman, you know, all the Justice League, Incredible Hulk, Darth Vader, Yoda. Like all the, you know, the Justice League guys. Frankenstein was on there, you know. So, you know, obviously. No, but all kidding aside, I've always been the type of kid to... Jetsons and the Flintstones are the same cartoon, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So when I saw them all on one comic, I had to have it. And so I got it, and I didn't know how to read. And so I'm just like looking at the pictures and all, and I still have it. And it's also coincidentally...
And you still don't know how to read.
Nope. And it's also coincidentally the comic that's worth the most money that I own.
Nice. Oh, yeah?
$7.
Sweet.
Nice. According to Wizard.
I don't know why I was drawn to like those comics. Like I was drawn to like the knockoffs. Like I liked What If more than yep. like the actual comics.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not torn in with continuity, they can kill Wolverine. They can,
yeah.
Well, they did kill Wolverine.
Yeah,
did.
What if the Hulk killed Wolverine? Yeah.
There you go.
And it had so a these... silver cover that I also have.
Like, knowing who Spider-Man Chromium. Is before reading comic books, but as opposed to reading Spider-Man, I went straight to
Fantastic Five.
No, I went to Spider-Ham or Spider-Pig.
Oh, Peter Parker. That was awesome.
And so I read that shit instead of fucking Spider-Man first. Like, I bought stupid comics, but what leveled it off was fucking Swamp Thing, which was pretty horrific. But like I knew what Swamp Thing was because of the movie.
Yeah. What was your first comic, Reagan?
I can't remember the specific one, but it was Uncanny X-Men, and I never even bought it. I stole them from my seventh grade art class. My teacher had a bunch of comic books for reference.
Spent his own money.
I get, but they were. Wow. But the thing is, like, Hooligan, they were all ruined because he had put like a stamp. Like,
he
had stamped all of them, so they're kind of like ruined.
Do you still have it? Or are you an ingrate?
Like, can you imagine somebody?
Also, like, there's pages ripped out. Like,
oh,
who
reference?
Would do yeah. that? Like, cut up it's perfectly good comics
for ingenious. Art?
For art, yes. Exactly.
I don't know who would do that. That's, awesome, I mean, it's probably people. A crazy person would do that. But yeah, it was, and some classic X-Men. They had a bunch, and I took, there was Uncanny X-Men and some X-Men classics that I took home.
Were they early issues, do you remember?
Crap, I can't.
Because Arthur Adams did some awesome covers.
They're really amazing.
Arthur Adams. People know Arthur Adams.
People know.
Arthur Adams.
Guys, don't pretend you don't like. But people listening, they know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no,
if you know who that is, dude, fuck. Come on. You want to fight? You know who fucking Arthur Adams is?
He's a tennis player,
died of AIDS.
I've been with my wife almost 20 years. She still can't tell the difference between Walter Simonson and Arthur Adams.
What a motherfucker,
and I'm like, you know, she just doesn't love me, I think, is what it is.
Oh, she loves you.
That's every husband. What do you mean you don't know a triple play between a double play? It's obvious you get 3 outs with the triple play. What? You don't know what it's called when you tag up? You don't know how to tag up on a fly ball? What are you? How long have
you
been married?
Why are you asking me if Jim Lee, Stan Lee, Bruce Lee, and Jet Li are related?
Well, because Bayonetta 1, she had long hair, and Bayonetta 2, she's got short hair. Why can't you see the difference?
Jenna Jameson started doing lesbian-only porn after she married Tito Rodriguez Ortiz, you stupid fuck.
Do what now?
I'm sorry.
It's like you're not even trying to make an effort to pry into my interests.
Peter North was Mark Ramsey when he did gay porn. Who are you? No, but anyway, you're saying Rachel McAdams was decent in True Detective. What were you saying?
That's not what I heard.
I don't remember.
John Quincy Adams wrote the first.
No, I was saying Arthur Adams did excellent covers for classic X-Men, and that's probably what drove you to steal from your teacher. Absolutely, to the right. That whole right bottom or right column is Arthur Adams, except for the top of right hand corner. Yeah, so there you go. This will be very fun.
Arthur Adams?
I think yes, it is. It doesn't look like classic X-Men number 5, not a good example of Arthur Adams' work. Everybody at home, check it out. Yeah,
we're referring to pictures of art and this wonderful collage that
Samson. I commissioned Samson to create these beautiful collages for my best friends in the world.
Yes,
Jess Castro and Regan Arevalos. Of their two,
there it is. That's the first one, right there.
Oh no, that's somebody else. That's later. That's 48. But yeah, that is it. Crazy
stamp.
Shit.
I had stamps all over it. Classic X-Men 48.
That is beautiful.
It's got nice. Freaking, what's his name?
Why Spider-Man on the bottom?
Spider-Man on the bottom?
Because it's supposed to be barcode.
No, that was a branding. They had like the
Spider-Man on the bottom.
Show you that was like Marvel.
Was it on the UPC? I missed it.
Can you bring it back up?
Okay, because the UPC code in comic stores, they did not have scanning. So the direct market comic stores would not have the UPC code because like HEBs and Albertsons would be able to scan the comics. Obviously, comic stores at the time didn't have the technology for UPC code. So they just put a silly little Spider-Man thing or some kind of marketing branding thing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dude, I commissioned Samson Portillo to make these beautiful collages for my best friends, Jess Castro and Regan Arevalo.
And there was one more.
And Andy Salinas Garza, my wife, of their favorite comic book characters.
Mm-hmm.
Colossus for Regan, Rogue for Andy, and Jess.
Yeah.
Do you even remember what yours was?
Jess said some hurtful things.
Hang on a second.
Hurtful things.
Let me try to remember. It was the Max.
So Regan loved it. Mm-hmm. Andy almost started crying.
Yes. Mine immediately.
I make women cry. Yeah.
And Jess gave zero fucks about
that. Is I don't know like, why you're painting this portrait.
It was his sweater on Christmas.
His fuck card was declined. His fuck card when
I'll try harder next time.
I had to cut his fuck card because it had no fucks on it.
Sweater from grandma.
A sweater from grandma. I will post the pic. It is in my room. It is with all my other stuff. Cool. I treasure it with all my other stuff.
I might as well have given Jess like a swastika.
No.
Like
oh my God.
A straight up Nazi symbol.
And then I would look at it and go, why the fuck would I want this?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, this was
sweater
from grandma.
Do you know how much pain it does cause? No, Jess was like, just fucking do it on Photoshop. Why would you cut up perfectly good comics? And luckily, Samson wasn't present because Samson, how long did it take you? Like 3 weeks?
Off and on.
July.
Yeah. Oh, that's just because I was a slacker. It's just I didn't get to it right away. And plus, you have to pick the ones you're going to rip apart and shred. And I was like, which comics does Jess really want? And I was like, let me just rip the fuck out of them and just smash them.
So Jess was like, cool.
No. Now, while I didn't jump for joy,
he got a Starbucks gift card. It's me giving Jess a Starbucks gift card.
No, that's not what happened.
Like, wow, you don't know me. I don't drink fucking coffee. The fuck I want a Starbucks gift card for?
It was wonderful. And might I add, which either of you decided was to have a focus in that was to have Julie and her jungle attack. Yes, yeah. That was beautiful call because one of my favorite women in comic books because of just how normal, pudgy, like just
neurotically fucked up.
Yes. I just love the way that she was.
She was complicated.
And
you know,
the character itself too. So wonderful. Yes, I love it.
Great book.
Great book. And it's in my room with all my other stuff that I proudly put in display that I have.
Larry, for having him praise me so much. I appreciate it. I wanted.
You know what's funny?
It's like fishing for compliments, but he did it.
You hating the thing more than he can you loving it.
Absolutely, because I keep looking at it. I'm like, oh, I should have done different.
Were saying like, dude, which fucking? I know it sucked.
I know.
I should.
I'll do better next time. Right? Every year for the next 20 years, you're gonna get a different one.
Is it awesome? You're lying. You're lying to me.
I like mine a lot.
Oh, and Arthur Adams is on the top left, too.
Yeah, see? And I don't want none of that stupid shit. I want money, man.
Can't I just rip up some comics for you?
Nah, man. Money or pussy. That's all Larry wants for Christmas.
Well, Santa Claus. Samson can't provide cash, gash, or more gash.
Cash, gas, or ass. Nobody rides for free.
Gash sounded dirtier. Gash made me feel like kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Gash.
No one rides for free.
Gas or gash.
No one rides for free.
Like, I feel like I shouldn't have said that.
Who wants gash?
It was amongst the gash.
No, I mean, everyone wants to have sex, sure, but who would want a chick to, like, smash my gash?
There's dudes out there.
If some chick.
Hey, man, I was ankle deep in this gash.
No, a guy saying that, ankle deep. But a woman.
No one ever.
Hey, Reagan.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
Lick my gash.
Lick my gash.
Repulsed.
The Oxford Dictionary defines gash as a long, deep slash, cut, or wound.
Yep.
Yep.
The verb, that's the noun form. The verb form is to make a gash in or cut deeply.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, gash my gash?
Urban Dictionary is a term for a female genitalia.
Right.
Implying that it looks like a hatchet wound.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
You gave me the only good name for a vagina.
What's that?
Cookie. It's the only good name. I was once complaining that there was no good names for it. There was no like just cute names. Yeah. And you said cookie and you that's awesome.
It's like, eat my cookie.
Yeah. Fuck, who doesn't love warm cookies?
Oh yeah. Pick out those chocolate chips first.
And it's gone.
Yo, girl.
I'm sticking my macadamia nuts in this cookie. Yeah.
I'm gonna put my snickerdoodle in your cookie, girl.
This cookie's soaking wet.
Yeah. Who burnt this cookie, girl? Yeah, it's sticking to the pan.
You had given me a gift and you just took it away.
Yeah. That's how Jess felt.
This cookie.
When he came with his collage.
This cookie's gonna get double stuffed.
Double stuffed as cookie. Me and Reagan. Yeah. Dude. Cream, we're coming in her gash
twice.
Yeah,
and we've hit that level. We need a horn,
a cum level,
a musical horn or something symbolizing when Larry has. When Larry has hit the bar of getting... Yes.
You said double-stuffed cookie, dude.
And then what did you...
You brought up and I didn't even bring up Gash, bro.
At least turns off a new audience member that thinks that it's a little too
You dirty. Said double-stuffed.
And then what did you say? What do you say about pizza? What do you say
about... What do you know about coming on pizza? Yes. That's not my fault. I'm afraid of delivery people... coming on your food.
He's always the first one to throw that out.
What, is an irrational fear? Yes.
That's where life comes from. It is where life comes from.
I like how you can't say you're not the first one to always say come.
I am, dude. Okay. Here's the thing, dude. It's boiling in me.
Wait, the need to say it or the actual substance?
Both, man. It's fucking just percolating like... coffee.
Well, if you're going to release one of those things, I hope it's just saying it. Just saying it should be enough.
Old school coffee, but beep, there's the kettle. Oh, that'll be a kettle.
The kettle.
Yeah. Like, it's ready to pour.
All right. Good Lord.
All right.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Sam.
We're having so much fun already.
So, comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though Jess hated your gift, we're having a lot.
I didn't hate Samson's gift at all. Not even a little bit. He was so mad.
You know what you do, Jess, when you get Christmas. Home, take a picture of it. We'll take it out of the garbage. Take a picture of it. Post it on Facebook so everyone can see it.
He didn't put it in his garbage because he doesn't want the garbage
you also
seen that he owned it.
You also noticed that he didn't put it on Facebook. Do you remember that
did.
Mine?
I did put it he on. Did. He did. He both did. And you might have tagged me.
He probably
did. Either way.
I did. I think I did.
Jess put it on Facebook like in April
because my room was a work of progress.
I put mine immediately.
My room was a work of progress, and it took time for me to actually put it up.
It's like, fuck, how are we going to cover this hole? Well, it's a choice between a hole and
like there it is. Yes.
So I was hanging out at IMAX house the other day.
Oh, word!
And he had a poster of a band that you apparently know the lead singer of.
We're best friends?
Yes, you posted
the Black
a picture. Yes. So he had a Black Keys poster, dude. And I was like, oh, that does look like the guy. I didn't get the joke because I didn't.
How recently were you at IMAX house?
Last night. Yeah. What? We were just hanging out watching Running Scared. Not the Billy Crystal Gregory Hines Running Scared. Yeah. That's a different one.
Right.
The one with Paul Walker.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is not a remake.
It is not a race.
That would have been awesome. That would have been Paul Walker, Tyrese Gibson. Redoing
the Billy Crystal.
Yeah, and Gregory Hines is dead. Paul Walker's dead. Huh. It's total sense.
Yeah.
Paul Walker's coming together. Here's Gregory Hines.
Yep.
Could he tap dance?
But Running Scared had the cool video with I was about to say Bobby McFerrin.
Gregory Hines.
No.
Gregory Peck.
Bob Seger? No.
No, Beard. Yeah.
Oh, Michael McDonald.
Wait. Do it again.
I forgot how that song works.
What's weird is
that's Billy Ocean.
Both of you sound different. The song was something like that.
We're sharing the same
thing. Yeah, same thing.
It's Billy Ocean.
Never gonna give you up. It's the same.
That's the thing. She drives me crazy.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, man.
Do your neighbors ever complain?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We live next to a train. No one gets to complain.
Nice.
That's what it drives you insane.
To complain about the train.
Wow.
Samson, man.
Flash.
Oh, okay. We're talking about reverse flash. It's like reverse racism. It's not real.
Reverse gash.
See?
That's what I call
you're
a dick.
You're the one.
I call a dick.
Reverse gash.
You see, you're the dickest dick of ever because you keep claiming it's me. You're the one that said reverse gash.
How does the reverse gash work?
Later, like, you opened the floodgates.
The gash floodgates?
Wow.
I opened
it. See, look at Samson.
Samson, grow up.
Jesus, dude.
What the hell?
Hangs out in comic book stores all day, giggles about gash jokes.
I do.
Never mind.
What's happening?
Anyway, Jess.
Yeah, what's up?
Samson, are you cool?
I'm all right. And I was just about to do like a shout out to comic stores that I've been to recently, but like I can't now because it's not a good thing. I've been talking about
gash,
things.
You know what do they talk about at these comic book stores when there's no children in the comic book store?
Comics.
Yes.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment, or maybe second favorite, possibly third favorite segment. It's a segment called Yeah, I'm looking at that, where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, yeah, I'm looking at that. So out in podcast land, it's only been a week away since we've been gone, but we actually haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah.
So time has transpired, and through that time, E3 happened, and I think with Samson as our guest, the past two times we had Samson, that was the inspiration of topic, was covering what went down at E3. So since E3 is already done and over with and you've read all that crap, we're just going to jump right into the inspiration of topic, which was my favorite thing at E3, which was the announcement of Shenmue 3. So Shenmue, we've talked about before in the podcast. It's this remarkably boring game that I absolutely love, and it apparently has a giant cult following, where it is a young man in Japan in 1986 where his father is murdered, and in order to avenge his father, his plan of attack is to just talk to people in his little town, get a job as a forklift operator, and in between all that, he collects vending machine toys and plays Space Harrier. That's what Shenmue is. Oh, and every once in a while, he beats ass. So the game, when it came out, wasn't a huge, huge success because it just wasn't exciting. But the cool thing about it, the thing that a lot of people appreciated, is that it opened the doors for the open world 3D game where your character can just walk around and do whatever you want. So the game faded into obscurity. 14 years ago is when Part 2 came out, kind of bombed. And out of nowhere at E3, Sony kind of said, hey guys, we're going to kickstart Shenmue 3. And there was this, it's a viral clip. It's this dude on Game Trailers. This motherfucker like broke down in tears. And it was so crazy because like the clip is him watching the coverage. And the first thing you see on the Shenmue 3 trailer is like a little cherry blossom leaf drop. And you hear like the one note of this music that's iconic to people who played this game. Homeboy just jumped up and started crying. He's like, oh my God. And he's literally crying. He's crying.
Were you the homeboy?
Tears. I went, holy shit, in my couch to like an audience of nobody. And this guy was like, he jumped up for joy. He was crying. He was in tears. He was hugging his friend saying, we did it, which I thought was great. He's like, we did it. We did it. And in tears, we did it. And it's fucking amazing. Like, look, I'll post it later on the thing. But yeah, it's a hilarious.
That's clip. like a football fan on draft day.
Yeah.
When your team drafts a great thing, like they'll cry like a super hardcore fan if you get the number
sports.
One you know sports, right?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I just wanted to be part of it.
You've seen a foot. No. Have you seen a football game?
I have.
Do you know that like you have to, they get the players as a draft?
I've heard of it.
There's a movie, Kevin Costner. It's called Draft Day.
No, Kevin Costner. No.
Yeah. Anyway. So I can see a super fan going like, we got LaMarcus Aldridge.
But anyways. Shenmue 3. It was very exciting. It was very fun. So I thought it was only unique to me and a small limited number of people. But not only was this dude super excited in this video, but the game broke records on Kickstarter because it was a Kickstarter game. And it broke $1 million in 45 minutes, which is the second highest Kickstarter goal ever. And it's the highest Kickstarter for a game ever. And again, 45 minutes, it hit $1 million. So I was like, holy shit, I'm apparently not the only one stoked about this game.
That's why he said we did it.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, here's why. Because that dude is a like billionaire who just loves Shenmue, and he went over that goal just by himself. Like, it was only
that
him.
That was just that one guy.
Well, to be fair, the highest tier was like $5,000, I think. And you get dinner with Yu Suzuki, who the guy, he's a Sega legend, and he created Shenmue and a bunch of other shit.
And, but like real dinner or like Shenmue dinner?
No, like a real dinner. Like not like you Skype. Get to play like a Skype dinner, like a real, you go to Japan.
No, a Shenmue dinner, like you get a little game where you're eating dinner with.
He puts A and he eats sushi.
He makes you actually a game.
Of eating dinner.
But all it is like you can only do and one thing like, in the game. It's like pick up the fork and eat and then drink water.
And then ask him, what was your biggest inspiration in video games?
Punch him in the face.
Yeah, punch him in the face.
So a lot of people got lost in the world of Shenmue. It inspires this week's topic, topic number one. And the topic is, what is your favorite place that you ever have been lost in? Incidentally, my favorite place that I've been lost to is Japan. I went to Japan once and I traveled around, like walked around a lot of places. But there was one night in particular where I had no focus and no map and no sense of direction. So I got lost. Like I actually like walked around and I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm going to get in this train and just like ride it down a few towns, walk out, walk around, get back in the bullet train, go to the next town, walk around. And it was the perfect Japanese experience because I got to see small villages. Small villages that weren't full-blown like farm villages, but if I'd just walked further, I would have just been in farmland. But if I just walked a little bit into it so I wouldn't get too lost, found my, like, followed the bright lights back to the shuttle, got back in, and then, like, worked my way up. It was, like, small towns, small villages, fucking Technoland, like, Tokyo type of shit, like, at night with the lights, walking to...
By yourself?
By myself, yeah. Walked into an arcade, walked into
I've never met anyone that was in another country by themselves, man.
I walked into a 7-Eleven. Let me tell you something. Japanese 7-Elevens do not fuck around. Japanese stores in general do not fuck around. Like, there's a stigma of, like... you ate that hot dog from a convenience store. Well, what'd you expect? It's bullshit. Like, there's a level of excellence at every single place. And what's funny is that their idea is like, oh, that's just a convenience store
sushi
Japanese
roll.
Bread. But it's like the best fucking thing I've ever had.
What are they called in Japan?
What?
The stores. There's are they 7-Elevens?
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Raise a fist. Raise a fist. No, that wasn't even worthy of...
We also need a soundbite for wherever he says something racist.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, dude.
That'd be every other...
Please continue.
Yeah. And I walked around and got lost in Japan, much like a pink-pantied Scarlett Johansson.
Nice.
Yeah. I went to Japan before that movie came out, so when that movie came out, I was like, I get it.
Did you fall in love with an old like actor? Was like
I fell in love with Bill Murray.
Was Michael Ironside there doing some fucking Scotch commercial? Oh, let's get this out of the way, Reed.
What?
Where's your favorite place that you ever got lost in? How interesting.
I have a story. It's my favorite place is most meaningful to me, but I'm not. I won't say that. I'll say another one.
No.
No, which is it's funny. It's your favorite place on Earth, Larry. It's Austin.
Of all the places you've been in the globe.
No, here's why. I was 18 and I had just turned 18 and I was working at Holiday Inn. And when you work at Holiday Inn, you can stay at any Holiday Inn for $15 a night. I'm talking in around the world as long as they have a vacancy. If you can book it, you can stay anywhere for $15. I was working at Holiday Inn, and I booked two nights on my 18th birthday, a Friday and Saturday night in Austin, and I got a room. And I was going to UTSA at the time. It was my freshman year in college, and I had a communications class with this girl named Christina. And the classes started in, I guess, like August. So September, October, but this was November, like we'd become friends. And I just like, you know what, Regan, freaking just ask her to go to Austin with you for a weekend because she seems pretty cool. And I was like, hey, I'm turning 18 this weekend and I got a hotel in Austin.
Yikes. I know, right? Yeah. Like, thinking back.
You were like, all you got to do is pay $15 and I'll take care of the rest.
That's all yours.
No,
thinking back, I was like, holy crap, man, that's pretty hardcore. And I asked her, I was like, do you want to come with me to Austin for a couple of nights? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So
that works. Oh, if you're Regan, it works.
No!
Exactly.
Yeah. Regan.
Exactly, dude.
Hey. Looking back, it's pretty freaking awesome.
How old was she? In the town. You want to come with
me? She was older. She was.
Yeah, she was.
Hey.
Hi, miss. I just turned 18.
Yeah. She was like 19 or 20. I was turning 18.
Yikes, dude.
What does that mean?
She wasn't even 21?
Yeah, but neither of us can go into bars. It was great.
Wow, man.
Boo. So she was like, yeah. So sure enough, we drove up to Austin and went to a couple of clubs and bars and had an awesome time.
How'd you go into bars?
Because you can get into some bars 18 and up.
I just couldn't drink.
Yeah. So danced and then, we parked somewhere and then we were going to go home or to the, back to the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And totally got lost for like an hour and a half. And so this was like my first, not so much date, but just going out with this girl. You want to have fun. You want to have a good time. It was a great time up until that point. And it started raining and I was like, damn it. And it was me. I got lost where we were. So I felt horrible that we were kind of getting rained on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this chick is going to be pissed and she's going to want to go home. And this is going to be just an awful experience. And I feel super bad. But after a while, like she was just having fun with it, cracking up. And it's at one point I was apologizing and she's like, no, dude, like this is, she was kind of a really cool hip girl. And she was like, this is supposed to happen. It's cool. It's like held my hands and like she was like, this is cool. And I don't know. It was an amazing moment that I was just like, we got lost for a while. And then finally we got back to the car. But I just remember that being a really, really, really cool moment in my life after getting lost. And she was like super cool. And yeah, that was it.
Did she lose it to you?
It was like predictable. Like it was like,
I know. I was waiting for it.
It's not like the ending of Usual Suspects. I did see this coming.
And then I would ask if she lost it to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
those words, or did you think there would be other words?
Lost in Austin on my eighth weekend of
fruit. I think in my mind.
No, okay. I wasn't going to ruin that nice moment.
Thank
like that.
You. 18th birthday weekend in a hotel with this girl that I knew her. We had become friends, but that was the first time we like hung out. She was cool to go spend a weekend in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you hear that, cool. Claire? If you're listening, Regan's been all over the world, girl.
What?
Who the hell is Claire?
What's her name?
Her name was Christina.
Christina. Girl, Regan's been all over this planet of ours, getting lost, going places by himself.
Why are you trying to sell?
Don't cock block her. Right?
He's not even cock blocking you.
You're 300 pounds and you think no one loves you.
I haven't talked to her in, good gosh.
Well, you got what you wanted.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Larry.
Christina. He's been all over the world.
You're the worst person I've ever known.
And all he thinks about is you. So remember that when you're listening to this podcast.
He got what he wanted. What is that?
It was
a wonderful evening, Jess.
A wonderful birthday weekend.
Yeah, see, isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah, it was great.
And you got it.
I did. That's not what's happening.
No, your birthday weekend. Like, she didn't care if you had a nice birthday weekend. You were going to have that regardless.
She probably did care a lot, actually. She's very good. Nice.
She sounds like a very lovely lady.
Just,
she
was. Yeah. You know, giving you whatever you want, whenever you want.
Can't remember her last name.
Why would you?
But you can remember her smile.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Christina, we love you. My favorite place that I ever got lost in is very similar. We have Japan. We have a beautiful love story. I was getting my season pass to Fiesta Texas when I was 16 years old. And my friend, who has since passed, and I went and got our passes. And we were like, hey, dude, HEB has 1999 season passes because we're students. And we got them. And we got them in like, fuck, September.
Oh, okay.
Right, because that's when they went on sale. And we're like, can we apply for a job? Because we're just bored. Because when you going out to Fiesta, Texas from the south side, it took like 8 buses, right?
Yeah.
And so...
You took the bus?
Yeah, you go to the park and ride.
That's part of the
adventure. You were dedicated.
$20 for a season pass, dude.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's damn. And we only went to places like that on like field trips and shit. So we go, and it was just me and him, and it was just like this like little booth thing set up for season passes, and they took our picture, and like that was it in the front of the park. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go look for my friend. And we just walked around like to a corner of Fiesta Texas. I'm like, oh, I think there's an exit. And we got lost inside Fiesta Texas because we had never really been there. And so we ended up in the water park, and there was nobody there, and it felt like the Griswolds. We were going up the slides and kind of walking on the rails, and nobody told us shit. We were there for like maybe an hour or two, and we end up in a snack stand and just opened up a box and ate a bunch of It's a Kadoozies.
I don't know what that is.
It's the ice cream.
It's a Kadoozies.
Yeah.
You say.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, well, no, it was It's a Kadoozies, and then this other one that was half ice cream sandwich, half popsicle. It was this weird, like
ice cream sandwich on a stick?
It was you held the popsicle with the ice cream sandwich, and then when you were done with the popsicle, you ate the ice cream sandwich. It was the dumbest shit ever.
Wow, that's terrible.
$84.
Yeah. And it probably was, but we didn't pay shit because they were setting up for the season. Badass. And yeah, it might have not have been September then. It might have, anyway. But it was totally closed, and no one told us anything. Just two fucking rat Mexican kids just running up and down to Rattler. Awesome. Without so that was a lot of fun. It's not Japan or Thailand, but
it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be an actual place either.
No, it's cool, man. Samson,
beat that dude.
Well, no, I cannot. I cannot beat any of it.
Content.
You guys, guys win. I did that
for my palate cleanse because he can't follow y'all.
No.
Lives.
No, mine is Seattle, and it's not so much lost. It's just being there. I don't know. Like when I'm in Seattle, it's not Vacation Sam. Vacation Sam is one thing. Vacation Sam is like no pants, no leaving the house, Sam.
Yeah.
But Seattle Sam,
vacation from work, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even going other places, you know, I'm still me, but like Seattle Sam is totally different. You know, don't really need to stare at this cell phone all the time to see where I am, just kind of wandering. At one point I was out of habit gonna put my headphones on, and I'm like, I don't need headphones, I'm gonna listen to the city. See, San Antonio Sam is like, fuck that guy. That guy's an asshole. Like, what kind of douchey thing is that? But Seattle Sam was like, I'm breathing in the city. The city's going to take me where I want to go. And I was just kind of wandering and where was, like, I was at some convenience store, and this dude in front of me didn't have enough money to pay for things. And I was like, don't worry, Seattle Sam's got you, buddy. Just like, you know, before, like, yeah, San Antonio like Sam's like, fuck you, dude, get out of my way. Next. I need my Cheez-Its. Yeah. You know? But Seattle Sam is an awesome guy. And it's just like, yeah, man, one with the universe. We're awesome. And yeah, just, there was a Comic-Con there. You know, I've been to there a few times, but eventually I was like, I'll get there when I get there. I know the direction, I know where I came from. I'll get there, and that's not typically the way I am. You know, yeah. I can be a smidge neurotic. And it's also very easy to not get lost with cell phones and Google Maps and all that kind of stuff. Oh God, a few years ago, like maybe 4 years ago, roughly, and really every time I go back, I've been three times. What's that?
I've gone back three times, haven't I? Aeropostale. Yeah,
yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. So yeah, Seattle is awesome, and it's also the times I went. I did go with my wife, but you know, typically she does non nerdy things, and I do nerdy things. Mm-hmm. We'll split up and meet again later.
Visit Bruce Rees' grave?
I didn't. Good. I know. That's one of the things I got to do. There's so many things I got to do.
Lee's, right?
Mm-hmm. Right next to each other.
I didn't know. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
But yeah, most of the time I'm a guy who won't go anywhere unless I'm dragged. But there, it seemed like, you know.
Was it raining wandering. Like the whole time?
A little. There were some days where it's clear. When it's clear, it's beautiful. You can see the mountains, and it's just amazing. And when it's rainy, it's not rainy like it is here. It's just kind of drizzly. And it's, you know, meh. But,
they don't have thunderstorms.
Yeah, they really don't. It's just a light jacket is fine. You're not going to get
flannel shirt unbuttoned, long hair.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, not the hair anymore.
So, what did Facebook say?
Aaron Arianper said that the favorite place he's been lost in are my eyes.
That's beautiful.
Regan's eyes.
That is beautiful.
What?
Regan's eyes. Like,
Aaron, nice. What, yeah, dear?
Absolutely.
We have a connection. Like, there's a connection there.
You both are handsome guys.
We love you, Aaron.
Chris Mata said South Korea. I really thought I was going to die there. So.
Yeah, that's probably a scary place.
Don't go north.
Jessica Presenio said Barcelona, España.
Barcelona.
We were trying to look for a Western Union to retrieve cash because my cousin's purse was stolen. Ugh.
And she
needed cash. We were sent all over Spain and spent our whole day trying to find this place, but it was the best part of a whole trip. We had a coffee con leche and fresh croissants and this hole-in-the-wall bakery with really nice locals and a three-course lunch for an awesome deal that was hidden from all tourists.
Nice. Aww. Did she visit the Parque de Mobiles?
Shit. Ross Carter said, Lost. We have to go back. As in the show. Robert Rodriguez says, Harrah's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Carlos Castro says, South Korea. That's two South Koreas.
Popular place.
I would try to take the subway to historic locations, but rarely would I get there. I always found a party and newfound friends who would take me along on adventures. I think I saw Jesse...
Pangilinan?
In a skin-tight shirt one time. And now I know who I saw Chris Mata looking lost downtown. Nice. They saw each other. Alfred Press says Windsor Park Mall.
Oh man, yeah, fuck yeah.
I knew every corner of that beast. I could walk around it watching folk for hours.
Yeah, I never got lost. I knew my way around.
You know what?
Fucker.
Side note, if we ever have to come up with a best fighting duo, Chris Mata and Carlos Castro.
Damn.
In South Korea specifically.
That's who you want in your power team? That's like the...
Fuck, dude.
Is it the Simpsons episode of Ralph's just picking like, I pick Chris Mata.
Yeah.
I pick Carlos Castro. I guess I'll take Milhouse.
Yes.
Curtis Allen DeDill says...
Oh, I gotta say it? The pussy.
With the capital D-A.
Yeah, and P-U-S-S-A-Y. The pussy. So Curtis Allen de Dios, guys, opening at River Center.
He's not a strong swimmer.
Travis Drea says, translation. Get it? He's lost in translation.
Oh, I'm at a loss for words.
Travis K says, it's not necessarily my favorite, but with driving 100 miles round trip to and from work, ouch, and free time along with that, I find myself lost in thought, wondering about life, what I'm going to do when my kid gets here, and when the hell did I eat corn?
Travis, dude, shut up.
It's usually the day before.
No, it could be 2 days.
I love you, Travis. Not for me, man. Travis, I love you.
I got Thunderdome bowels.
I love you, Travis. Fucking what the fuck?
The easy thing to do is, Hunger Man, just drop those. You don't eat those, Travis.
Hungry Man TV dinners?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You shit cranberries, too.
Yeah, do Amy's.
Yeah. Straight to the Amy's.
Chutson Cooper says, I think I would lean towards the world of Skyrim or Fallout. Anything with enough lore and side stories to make me forget the point of the game. Interesting. Or the bottom of a blender full of Andrew's margaritas. F that guy.
I'm blowing the mic, Judson.
He's talking about Andrew Thomas. And Andrew Thomas says, feeling lost in downtown Seattle with Judson Cooper. F that guy.
Fuck that guy. That's hilarious. So let me get this straight. Andrew Thomas said being lost in Seattle with Judson, but Judson said Skyrim?
No, yeah. But he also says the blender full of his margaritas. Andrew margaritas.
Yeah, but that's not in Seattle.
You can get lost in the Skyrim. Trust me.
I get lost anytime someone explains what Skyrim is to me.
It's like Grand Theft Auto meets World of Warcraft.
I thought it was when someone licks your asshole in a plane.
No.
The mile Skyrim club? Yeah,
the mile high Skyrim.
I Skyrimmed her.
I got a Skyrim. No shit. That's specific in those little bathrooms?
No, dude. It was just, dude, we had the rotor ourselves and it was an overnight flight.
Oh, he just straight up all fours and presented like a cat?
Yeah.
That's not even what's going on.
Gregory Pierce says, the first time I walked around outside San Diego Comic-Con for the first time, didn't know where I was or what I was doing, but so worth the blisters.
Stop making faces, Larry.
I'm not making faces, Greg.
Samantha Lines Rick says, I was really hoping we would get lost in Heidelberg, Germany for a couple of weeks, but alas, we have returned.
Oh,
Sam. That's where meth is made.
Yeah.
Heisenberg, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was invented. Brandy Dunnigan says, I totally got lost in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah.
Binge watched seasons upon seasons for about 2 weeks. I watched it long enough that I actually had a sex dream about Peter Dinklage.
Did you give birth to
the
him?
The Dink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Travis K says,
did you just walk in
fuck
your,
yeah, you did.
We walked in your gash.
Travis K says, to Judson's point, I do love getting lost in video game worlds. Currently, it's Dying Light for me.
Travis. Sexy jerk, dude.
Samson, who does what the that hell? On a podcast?
How does pristine
splash out of the can? Pristine has not carbonated.
That was amazing.
Do that.
Wow.
That was a man's can opening.
Did you shake it up before you gave it to
him? Even if I did, it wouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't make sense.
You're supposed to shake those.
You are.
Well, I didn't, though.
You are. I did, because you're supposed to, but not a lot. I didn't aggressively shake it.
Ready? Watch this. Remember all that stuff we just said and all this madness? Now watch this, right?
What? Queef fuck.
Yeah, and so that's what Facebook said.
Man, that's crazy that Samson fucking spilled all that Chris Guy's tea over Jess, and now he's choking on it like the fuck that he is.
It was an accident. It was an accident. So, yeah, man. Shenmue 3, that's something I'd get lost in for a dime. Let me add note that this thing has gained $3.8 million, and if you watch its Kickstarter video and have no idea what Shenmue is, it is a goddamn miracle how that thing raised any money, because it has one of the most preposterous pitch videos I've seen. The only game footage is of a man and a woman jumping over stones in a little pond. It is ridiculous. And yet people, including myself, was like, fuck yeah. So... Shenmue 3, yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, you go ahead, man.
I see.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yeah, goddammit.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
So, in this edition of Dad's Corner, we're going to talk about movies and legacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you grow up and you live your life and you watch movies from the perspective of a child, because you are a child, and you relate to the children of the movie, because grown-ups are grown-ups and you're a child, right?
Did you see Inside Out yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Herd's a tearjerker.
It's really good.
I want to see it.
It's real good.
I'm waiting to see it with the fam.
Oh, you're probably going to bawl because you got a daughter.
I probably will. I absolutely will.
I
cried during Toy Story 2, man. You know?
Yeah, Inside Out's real good.
I want to see it. And that's Pixar for you. I cried during Up.
Everybody did in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Because of dicks.
Oh. Yeah, cried during
made me feel
Cars
feelings.
2
I cried
when Mater ate that wasabi thinking it was pistachio ice cream, dude. I was like,
never seen.
What's that movie called?
Mater. Cars 2.
Cars 2.
Cars 2.
Cars 2.
It's about cars?
Cars 2. Pixar, man. Tearjerkers, dude. I paid money for this. So when you have children, you start to relate to the parents of the movies. Which is a weird perspective, you know what I mean? Because, you know...
That's a good point. When you're a kid, you relate to the kids, and so, yeah, all right.
Yeah, The Shining, if you watch that as an adult, like, I watch it as a kid, and you think of the little...
Oh,
and
can you
watch
my dad freaking out
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. Now you think, what if I was Jack Torrance? I don't have kids, but, you still think that.
He deserves
it,
a little piece of shit. He's bothering me. I'm trying to work here.
Exactly. Like, just talk.
I'm trying to write the next great novel, and this kid's fucking rolling around on his bike like a little shithead.
And what the fuck is Olive Oil coming over here asking me to taste her fucking brown Betty, dude?
I'm trying to make us money!
I'm trying to fuck that old lady in the bathtub!
I think we were watching a
different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
really didn't think I saw the same movie as
you. You didn't see the old lady in the bathtub? Fucking...
I just remember...
She was hot 1 minute and the next...
It was real cool. Yeah. Black dude.
That's all I remember.
Say, Jack got a good shining Jack.
Black guy. I was like, you all right.
You all right,
was that Soundwave? Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
No, that's not.
He was.
Scatman Crothers was Soundwave. Yes, that's true.
Scatman. Yeah. That was his name.
Yeah, man.
Crothers. Ooh, yeah, man. He's like, man, you got that shining ass motherfucker.
Different movie, I think.
Yeah, no, same one. Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scatman Crothers. But yes, that's what happens. And so with Rocky, it was a grown-up movie, right? And I showed the kids Rocky. And then, you know, you fast forward to part 6, to Rocky Balboa, which I thought was great. I think both of, you know, Sylvester Stallone's, you know, remakes or Rambo, not remakes, but continuations of Rambo and Rocky Balboa, I thought were really, really cool. Showed the kids, they love them. And then looking back on Rocky 5, like the least liked, not
terrible. It's just very just, 90s.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just a very 90s
that was
movie.
It's not bad for being absolutely unnecessary.
Absolutely. You could have went from 4 to Rocky Balboa, but then you would ask yourself.
No, that's the only thing. Another movie made it kind of, okay, it's not so unnecessary.
Yeah. Street brawl kind of shit. It was okay. So, as we all have seen on Facebook multiple times, there's a movie coming out called Creed.
Yeah.
It's the son of Apollo Creed from the Rocky series, and he is getting Philadelphia's own Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa, to train him. My question is, what about Apollo's trainer? And why is Felicia Rashad his mom when we all know good and well the actress who really played Apollo Creed's wife probably isn't doing anything unless she's dead.
And if it really is his son, that would make him 30, close to being 30. Yep. So as a nearly 30-year-old person, would he truly be just getting started in the world of boxing? And if that's the case, would he be accepted?
Thank you.
Yes.
That's a very solid point.
But maybe...
Yes.
Maybe that's the whole dilemma.
Well, maybe the movie takes place 5 years ago.
Or just yes and yes, just because if you're... it's one of those things. If you're a son of a famous boxer, you're going to get accepted. Like... just like Luke Walton. God, that guy probably shouldn't be playing freaking professional basketball. He's a professional basketball player.
I played for the Lakers.
His father is Bill Walton,
but
Hall of Fame basketball player.
Austin Rivers... Whoop, whoop. Doc Rivers' son plays on Doc Rivers' team, the Clippers.
Yeah.
And is the bomb.com.
He's okay.
No, he's good.
No.
That boy good.
Which is it? He's not great. What I'm saying is, I guarantee if he wasn't Doc Rivers' son, he probably playing for the Toronto Raptors.
Got it. Got it.
That's what I'm saying. Apollo Creed's
son. Right.
One, he'd be accepted easily, and two, he's genetically predisposed to be a good boxer.
Liking chicken.
But the actor doesn't look...
That's a Dave Chappelle quote.
Yeah, but the actor...
Thank you.
The actor does not look like Michael B.S. Jordan, who's great.
Is he Michael Jordan's son?
No. But the actor's name is Michael B. Jordan. He was in Chronicle... He's in the upcoming...
He looks like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, he does look like Nick Cannon. I thought it was Nick Cannon, but I was watching it on my phone.
He's great. I think he's going to do...
I think it's interesting. I think it's an interesting continuation to the Rocky series.
He's fine, actually.
He's cute. Yeah. The fact that they're going with the Apollo Creed story, hopefully Clubber Lang's son comes in and fucks some shit up. That'd be the bomb, because his son would be like 18. Because Clubber Lang's still fucking. Fucks. Yeah, he's still fucking. Why don't you come over here? I'll show you what a real man's like. Yeah. He's saying that now. Like Clubber Lang, not Mr. T.
Kimbo Slice plays Clubber Lang's son.
Oh, like he's 40 and shit. That would be awesome. I would like to see it. And where the fuck is Rocky's fucking pussy ass son?
He's in a fucking business accountant. He got a
Balboa. But is he going to be in Creed?
He's not going to do anything. He's going to be a businessman.
You remember how pissed off he was that he was like, he took Tommy the Machine Gun under his... Now he's going to be like, now you're going to take Creed's son under your wing?
He doesn't want to box. He doesn't want to box.
It doesn't matter about boxing. It's just like he's going to get fucking... He's like, come on, Dad. You know?
Give me something to drink. You can't follow in your father's footsteps.
Yeah. And he's like, Mom's dead.
No, he's made...
I'd rather have a black son.
Yeah, exactly. Here's butt kiss.
He's come to his own terms. He's his own man now.
What are we talking about?
Son of
With
movies.
Arms wide open.
But it's pretty cool that we
the
live...
Creed movie, that's what it
is. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, Scott Stapp's got his own movie, motherfuckers. Can't wait for the Ultra Bridge movie.
They're doing the Amy Winehouse movie, and now they're going to do Scott's...
Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should do biopics while people are still alive, and more importantly, irrelevant. So, the Creed movie, I think, is a cool Son of Creed. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting that we live in a time where we are experiencing these son of movies and children of movies and continuation stories and stuff like that, where the people that we grew up with are like elderly now and they're playing like old people. Like, goddamn.
Like Terminator. Terminator coming out. Yeah. This whole summer has been... revisiting of older things.
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Yeah, Jurassic World.
H2O.
Yeah, another Halloween movie coming out.
So that brings up my question on Dad's Corner. Since it is about being the son of somebody.
Right, right.
What movie do you think deserves a son of movie? Not necessarily a sequel. And I thought about it long and hard, and I think it would be rad as fuck because it didn't need a sequel because it's a great standalone movie. But just out of just pure curiosity, if they did a True Romance son of movie, of Elvis Whirley, Alabama, and Clarence's son, for whatever reason, because right now he'd be what, 25, right? The 90s, right? When that came out,
yeah,
or whatever.
I guess so, yeah.
He'd be like early 20s right now.
God almighty,
growing up in Mexico with outlaw fucking parents and shit like that. He's got vendettas still. He's got people that are chasing him, drug runners, mafia people. Fucking, he murdered Lee Donowitz, the fucking best director in Hollywood. Responsible for his death, so you got to think that there is people out there searching for him, and I think that that would be a killer son of thing if, like, you know, he needs to go on a revenge trip because he kills fucking someone kills Alabama and stuff like that. I think it would be really rad to have Drexel's son.
Oh, nice.
Because you know he had some fucking illegitimate kids with his prostitutes.
Yeah.
You know,
would they really care who they, like, do you think they care who their upbringing was?
Yeah, man, if he became a pimp too, if Drexel's son became a pimp.
A reason to murder.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. And I'd say maybe
Lee Donowitz's son.
Drexel's son would have just fallen into the correct public school system, actually made something of himself and go, like, I came from poorer settings, but I rose above.
Become a stand-up comedian like Richard Pryor. That's what would happen growing up in a whorehouse.
Oh, it's interesting.
So anyway, I think True Romance and also maybe Natural Born Killers for a side answer. Mickey and Mallory had kids.
They showed it
at the end in the trailer park that they survived. So it'd be kind of cool, like, horror movie-wise, like Son of Dracula kind of shit, if Mickey and Mallory's kids went on some sort of killing spree or something.
Interesting.
Yes. So, yeah, maybe with Scagnetti's kid. Boo!
Well, same writer, different universe. The word would be like, oh, that might actually happen. Not so much son, but daughter... of Kill Bill.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my answers.
It would actually just maybe follow Beatrix's little girl,
BB,
and also the daughter of
Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox's
Well, that
character.
Was Tarantino's what he said, right? In the commentary?
I think like that, you know, to me, that's like one of those things where you say that and you like kind of think, would that really actually happen? And I don't think it would.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a really cool movie. I think that'd be interesting. And then it'd be interesting to see what direction it would take. Where would BB be raised with whatever her mom would have taught her, or what she would have been raised normally? And I think the implication for what is her name? What is Vivica Fox's character's name?
Cottonmouth.
I should have been Black Mamba.
That was Lucy Liu's was Cottonmouth.
I've always felt the implication of the way, you know, her saying, you know, like, when you look for me, you know, like, actually saying, I'll expect you.
You're still raw about this.
Yeah. And then the look on her face when she leaves, it's not of a terrified child. It's actually someone who probably you would think would
get you, sucker.
Yeah. And I think that would be actually I think that would be a cool son of, well, daughter of type of movie. And they would kind of revolve around, you know. I mean, that'd be interesting. I guess the scenario would be BB would have been raised normal, because I think Beatrix would have...
I don't think she would have let her. I think she would have had to train her to protect herself because she knew people were going to be out
there. Fair enough. Okay, yeah. So, but in any case, I think that would be some... I think that would end up to being like a very solid...
My answer is cheating, because we technically did it, which was Over the Top.
Nice.
Over the Top.
Yeah.
The Rise of My Cock.
Yeah, right, yes.
Only because it's brilliant and it works.
The same, the actual plot. Like
the actual plot.
With robot arm wrestling.
Robot arm wrestling, sure. Because the fact that, I guess this is another Stallone movie, you know, it's like Rocky.
Yes.
You know, it kind of fits in.
Yes.
Yeah. But Over the Top. You know, it's Sylvester Stallone, Lincoln Hawk's son, Michael, Mike Hawk.
Is that on YouTube right now?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I think if you're listening now, we're going to post a link because you should watch it. It's hilarious. We made a movie trailer for what we envisioned, which was, this is the future. Michael Hawk, of course, he was in that military school. He goes off into the military and he loses an arm in battle. But luckily he gets a cybernetic arm built for him.
Yeah. Because
arm wrestling is like the big thing now, you know.
Wasn't that an award winning short you guys did?
It was an award winning short.
Award winning.
So it's hilarious. And the more we did it, the more I was like, yeah, this is exactly what should have happened. And his name's Mike Hawk. So yeah. There's plenty of Mike Hawk puns. You got to have balls to bet on Mike Hawk.
Yes.
Winner, Mike Hawk! Yeah. Right, just, yeah. It's great. The fact his name is Michael Hawk, you got to go with the Mike Hawk. So
it's interesting because it's been on TV lately because it's been Encore. But what's also been
Over the Top Hats?
Over the Top Hats,
great.
Yeah. So I've seen the ending of that movie like twice in the past 2 weeks. But what I also saw on TV in passing was the Amanda Bynes cross-dressing movie where she's playing soccer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda Bynes in drag in that outfit, in that short hair, looks like Mike Hawk.
Yeah, he was very feminine.
I was like, wow. Like, because when it was on, I got confused. Sexually? I was confused.
Grand slam.
Yeah.
Slamming.
So I was confused because Mike Hawk, I'd see Mike Hawk on TV and then here's Amanda Bynes and is this the same actor? And I go, holy shit, that's that Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, it's sort of like the guy, no, that's in Real Genius. Oh. No, the boy that's in Real Genius looks exactly like the chick from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
What's her name? Girl from Sex and the City, Samson.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes, thank you. I was just hoping you'd know.
Yeah. You wouldn't know that. Yeah, IMAC.
The boy in Real Genius.
He would. You would.
Looks exactly like Sarah Jessica Parker.
So
Samson, who's in your Son of movie?
So mine would be Son of Batman, but not a superhero movie like a neurotic, you know, self-indulged person
rich
would
kid
be. Kid? Yeah, kind of, but like he does have Damian Wayne, who's like him with Talia.
Damian Wayne.
Not Damon Wayne.
No, Damon Wayne's is Batman's son, Blank Man.
Yes.
Is Batman's son.
That's Secret Origins.
Fuck, my mind just exploded.
Thank you. So,
Handyman.
So with this one, though, I imagine just a normal person not raised by assassins whose dad is fucking Batman. And like, what, he would be an asshole.
You couldn't go see a movie.
You could never see a movie. Well, that, you know, that's
does
a good
he
point,
know
too.
Batman's
yeah,
dad?
He would have to, because again, he would need to train his son to defend himself in case, right? But like, he'd probably be super protective. He'd probably try to train him. And what if he had other aspirations? What if he didn't want to be a crime fighter? What if he wanted to dance, right?
Yeah, rebel that's, against
yeah,
his dad.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't, I don't want to fight crime. I want to dance.
I
want to right?
be and, a mime or a
or
clown.
Something. Yeah, yeah. Like dance. Yeah, I like dancing too, you know, because it's athletic, you know, it's athletic. You got to have, you know, so this training that he's been doing, instead of like using it to hone himself into a finally
ballroom dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like street dancing,
whatever. He's
bad
he's,
dance.
He's versatile. Yes. There
bad
you go.
Dance.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how the end comes and they come to terms.
Come to terms
but yeah, I think that Batman would be a horrible father.
Well, what does mother think?
Who's his mother? Vicky Vale?
No, we'll say Selena Kyle. It's got to be Selena Kyle.
Ooh. Is she in the game?
Yes, only cause in the
he'd
game.
He'd be a good dancer.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Is Damian Wayne in the game?
No. Well, he could be, maybe.
Maybe so. I haven't finished it yet.
I mean, you could also have Superman's son who is a superhero is like, hey, why can't you be more like Cal's son? He's off fighting crime. You're over there prancing around. So it would be I'm just saying Bruce Wayne could be kind of a dick, you know.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's that. I would watch that movie. Maybe like a Woody Allen kind of director would be awesome. I'd go for it.
Nice. I like it. Son of Batman.
Yeah. I like him, especially as a dancer.
Yeah. I'm going for.
What about the Facebook?
We said Facebook answers. Shaggy from Puto Slam said, Son of Encino Man.
Oh, what? Son of Good Burger?
No.
Wow.
What happened? That you showed mighty restraint.
Hashtag Wheeze the Juice. Yeah, look what Carlos Castro says. Over the Top 2, Rise of Mike Hawk.
Yes, nice. Sir.
As well you should. We got to post the link to that. Chris Mata says, Son of Full Metal Jacket. Were all the half-bred American Vietnamese offspring of that generation come to terms with their sins of their fathers? Damn.
Oh, man. Some of them are in Vietnam and just...
They're just begging in the streets of Vietnam. Me so hungry. me haven't eaten long time.
No, right, don't guys? Post up for a high right, five, guys. No.
And then can we also have another
me
noise?
Eat no. Anything.
Can we have another noise no. with like whoop whoop?
No more parachutes.
Yeah, me no more parachutes eating. For when his puns or things don't
me
work.
Me sucky sucky.
There you go. Alfred Pettis says, Ash to Ashes, the story of Ash and his demonic son, Ash Jr. from Evil Dead.
I'd watch that. I'd totally watch that. Yeah, that. Yeah. All
Curtis right. Allen DiDio says, Son of Sam, the son of the son of Sam. It's fun to say.
He is a talking parrot.
Say it again.
It
say
actually
it again.
Talks. Like the parrot actually talks. It's not in his mind. His yeah, parrot actually talks.
Kill them. Kill them. Want to get high? Kill them. Kill them.
Travis J. Reyes says, son of Air Bud. Oh, wait, that's already a thing, and it's called Air Buddies, and it's amazing. You should stop listening to this podcast and watch it right now.
Man, there's several movies. Space Buddies.
Yeah.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah, there's Air Buddies, and then there's Space Buddies, and I think there's even Christmas Buddies or something like that.
Or any movie that Dean Cain has been in since 2007.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of dogs. Dogs and tears.
And wait, how do you know this?
Because of Travis, really.
Oh, all right.
Good job,
we
Travis.
We had a good discussion about
the Air
Bud
movies.
It's all
about Space Jam and Air Bud. Robert Rodriguez says, son of Inframan, simply because the world needs more Inframan.
Yeah, Inframan.
Inframan.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's like
is.
A kind of like a Sentai hero.
Okay.
Not Hentai hero.
Oh. Larry was about to Google.
Not a Hentai hero, a Sentai hero.
I'll look like Hentai, right, Sam?
I don't know. Verify that before I embarrass myself. Is Inframan a Sentai hero?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
He's a buggly-eyed, looks like the Red Ranger.
Yes,
sort of.
He looks like Ultraman.
Justin Wilcoxon says, blood second cousins. Sons of all the blood cousins.
Nah, they're dead, homie. But like we,
Justin,
we had...
Spoilers, dude.
Oh, nah, I had a daughter, bro.
Spoilers.
Okay.
Gabby, dude.
What we all don't say in that movie is that all of us had kids.
Yeah.
And we just
I'm
don't
just the only one that took care of it.
About it.
Dad of Vaughn, he comes back with Gabby.
The O.P.P.
Good God. Travis K. says, the son of Sean. It's years later, and after a night of staying up playing Tekken 4 and drinking apple schnapps, Sean blacks out, and Ed escapes the shed. Now Sean Jr., Sean's son, must pick up the revered cricket bat along with his dad. The title, Sean's of the Dead. You've got red on you, too.
Nice. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Cooper says, son of Bickle, taxi driver sequel, but he's an Uber driver.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Makes up for that Skyrim bullshit.
Fuck off.
Gregory Pierce
fuck
says,
off. Skyrim's great. God damn it.
Gregory Pierce says, son of or daughter of Pacific Rim. Would love to see how the tech and the characters evolve in a future generation. Original answer would have been Star Wars, but we're actually getting that.
Yeah.
We are getting that.
So wait, did the robots fuck the monsters? Or are the robots having
He just
own
wants
babies?
To see a sequel.
Oh, okay, cool.
It'd be
Idris Elba's half-Jap kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. He actually had kids, but he didn't give a shit about them.
Yeah.
Because he was all about his...
Inoki or whatever.
Yeah. James Wells says, son of Gumby, voiced by John DiMaggio.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Travis K. says...
He can voice anything.
Oh, look, Travis K. says, Shaggy, you sure it wouldn't be son of Good Burger?
Nice. Don't encourage him. Don't Here encourage Shaggy.
What would Kenan Thompson say?
Aww.
And then Shaggy says, my job is to spread the gospel of Kenan Thompson.
No, it's not.
Hashtag mission accomplished.
Oh, God.
No, don't encourage him. Don't encourage Kenan
Thompson.
Yeah,
man. So if you're interested in raising your kids right, make sure that you let movies do it, because you're just going to fuck it up.
What?
They have good morals.
Yeah.
They have like a team of like, you know, very good writers and smart people that make millions of dollars. Who are you? You work at a gas station and you got some chick pregnant on accident. You're in no means worthy of raising kids. So let movies do it, man. Just back off. I'm done, dude.
Parenting, right. Fuck it.
No, right. Dude. No. Take it seriously, man.
Okay.
Let Rocky Balboa train your kid because you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead and you just left your kid alone.
Just let Pacific Rim take its course. Go to the back room. Get high.
Yep.
And play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
With, you know, the kids are...
Just do it, man.
What movies raised you, Larry?
What movies raised me? Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks.
Nice.
Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Because I learned that I could do anything. I'm a melon.
And Revenge of the Nerd.
It taught me to steal panties and not take women seriously.
How's that working out for you?
Great. All right. Coming to America.
Nice.
Find love, because, you know, even though someone's just going to give, you know, pussy to you, it's better to earn it yourself.
Was that the moral of the, is that what you took from
yeah.
that movie?
Yeah, man.
I think that was the tagline, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, on top of the movie posters.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
So parenting, man. Fuck it. Who cares?
Cool.
I agree.
Yeah. You're not going to do a good job anyway, man.
Yeah.
Statistically.
What's your bullshit?
Fucking Skyrim.
Skyrim, Judson? Come on, dude. I like you, man.
All right. What? Now, finally, for today's edition of Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about not funny stuff, we talk about a research done by University of Nebraska Lincoln that talks about fantasy-based stories, specifically those from popular 1980s Transformers cartoons and movies, can shape children's perceptions of what behaviors are associated with effective leadership. So when you're watching cartoons as a kid, specifically they looked at Transformers, it shapes your basis for what a good leader should be like. So if you think of G.I. Joe and like Duke, you know, what should an actual good leader be like via these cartoon characters? So they did a study looking at kind of early morning cartoons and what about like how people thought about Autobots and Decepticons and all that stuff. Anyway, it's fun, kind of interesting thing. And especially the fact that these are PhD people that are doing research on Transformers cartoons and relating it to everyday life, which just leads us to the topic for today, which is which cartoon character would you like to have as your boss and why? And so easily I try to think about this, and I went straight to, I guess, one of the foremost cartoons that I watched growing up, which is The Simpsons, and I chose Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Ned Flanders as my boss, because he is that boss that you could probably get away with absolutely everything, would do the Christian thing every time and like help you out and like be like, hey, Ned, man.
But your health plan would not have birth control.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
That's
where I was going. What do I need birth control for?
To not have babies.
Wait, do you take
so his not have his, babies?
I'm just saying, if you wanted to, I'm just saying.
I do buy my own condoms, but
he's not going to get married.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yeah, okay, Ned Flanders.
Oh, strangers. Okay, yeah. Right. Got it.
They're not strangers. I was in a class from August, September, October. My birthday was in November. So I was 18, I asked her. We'd known each other for four months.
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're what? Yeah.
We'd known each other for 4 months. The girl I talked
and afterwards
about
you never saw her again.
No, yeah. We hung out for a couple years, and then I moved. I moved to Colorado. Yeah.
Speaking
That's
of
why.
Son of, I there's moved. Some Austin oh, fucking guy nice. That's really into bugs.
That's a lot of dudes. Anyway, Ned Flanders.
I don't think so.
He'd be a pushover. He's the kind of guy that'd be like, oh, Ned, like, I really need to leave early because I feel a little bit sick today. Is that cool? Okay. And you're like, okay, I'll cover your shift for you. And yeah. I'm like, okay, thanks, Ned. And like, he'd probably bring
you.
Like,
you would work at the Leftorium?
Heck yeah.
He is a fucking small business owner.
Right. I'd totally work at the Leftorium. Get like easily get days off. You get like, of course, like I'd be off on Christmas and Easter for sure. He'd probably bring like a lot of food, like, you know, just like leftovers. And you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah, because he's a single dad.
Exactly.
I always cook for Maude, but she never eats it. Yeah.
Much. I think he'd be a
she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
Great boss.
Yes.
Absolutely great
boss. Well,
at least
he found that teacher in that. Oh, no. She's dead too.
He's got to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to.
But I think Ned Flanders would be a great boss, strictly because he'd be a pushover. He'd be super nice. He'd never fire me, ever. I don't think he would ever fire me, no matter what I did or no matter how bad a worker I was. I'm pretty sure I'd just get free food out of it, too, for some reason. I don't know why, but I feel like I would get lots of like free like potluck dinner kind of stuff,
right.
You know, leftovers from like church dinners and whatnot. Anyway, so that's what I chose. Nettie, good old Ned Flanders.
I try to come up with clever other answers, but my mind keeps going to Bugs Bunny.
Wow.
Okay. He was my favorite growing. Well, Taz was my favorite, but Bugs just seemed cool as fuck. And I think that if I worked for Bugs Bunny, I would get paid in like money because all he would want is carrots. And like all the problems, just like, dude, just give me the money. And he'd be like, okay, Doc. He would always be gone. I'd get all this tail.
He'd be pulling pranks on you left and right,
but
though.
It'd be fun, man. You know it would be, because I'd be like,
come on, Bugs. And, you know,
like after 3 weeks of like being pranked,
yeah. And your beard would be gone, catch on fire.
No, just explosions. Because we would just be fucking up white men. Like, just that would be our job. Just Yosemite Sam, Elmer Fudd, just these right wing fucking white dudes that fucking hate the gays. And want to post up the American
Elmer
flag.
Fudd does not hate gays.
Second
Elmer
Amendment.
Fudd is
was totally
come on.
Wasn't into transgender.
Yeah, he's got to be.
No, man.
He wasn't a transgender.
Because
sure.
Bugs was.
He always thought.
Eased him into
cross-dressed.
It.
Oh, yeah. He always dressed up like a lady.
Bugs is hot.
Yeah, he always was down to fuck.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know,
down to
Sam,
Fudd.
Down to Fudd.
DTF, bro.
Yeah.
I'm down to Fudd.
I'm coming.
Can we make that shirt real quick?
Down to Fudd.
Can you just make that? On Photoshop, just
down to
Fudd. I'm just gonna make it right
and
now.
It's just Elmer Fudd just holding his dick instead of a rifle. Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, Regan, you went there, man. But yeah, I think Bugs Bunny would be really fun just to hang out with and work for, and yeah, man, he'd break into Fort Knox and not know what to do with all the fucking money. And you know, he should have made a left at Albuquerque, but I would get him a GPS, and so that would never be a problem again. Bugs Bunny, dude, it'd be cool as fuck, man.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's
cool. Where my mind just...
I know, I got you.
I think of fun, cool,
I got you,
things,
but I just think that he'd be a prick. He'd be kind of just... He'd be like goofing
on
you.
No, but I'm on his side. Like, I'm a good guy. He would come to my defense, like, if customers were shitty. Hmm. And he'd prank those guys. We'd be friends.
All right. All
right, I can handle pranks. I can prank better.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My answer is Pampoovy. Just because.
Pampoovy. As a boss?
Speaking
who's
of
that?
Speaking
from,
of
from Archer. Archer.
Speaking of DTF.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, she'd be.
Speaking of DTF, oh, and then man. Also because. Also.
Wait. On Coke or not on Coke?
Non-Coke Pam.
Non-Coke Pam.
Non-Coke Pam. The reason being is almost the same Ned Flanders thing is she really wouldn't give a fuck. She's HR. But she's really awful at her job, and so she really doesn't give a shit about HR things. She's DTF. She loves to munch, and I think that it would be decent pay and with benefits, like if you know what I mean.
Oh, you'd be boning.
Like medical?
So yeah, medical.
You just sex with Pampoovy.
Yeah, I think all cartoon answers.
Yeah.
What cartoon? The answer is just going to be Pampoovy, probably.
Yeah.
To be honest, but yeah, I thought about it, and yeah, it's probably not good for my health because she does coke and is a raging alcoholic, and that's not my thing. But you only die once, so yeah, Pampoovy.
You only die. Is that true?
I think so. Good benefits, laid back job, lots of good food, and spy shit. You can play around with spy shit. Yeah, the rest of the crew be kind of all right. Yeah.
So I think I'd have to go with Fred from Scooby-Doo because he kind of let everybody do their own shit, right? Because he was just busy with Daphne. They'd all go do whatever. Velma would do the smart shit.
Right.
Scooby and Shaggy would go fuck up, but they'd still somehow find things. It'd still work out for him. So he let everybody's strengths do what they were going to do, but he also left you the fuck alone. And I think that's really what a good boss should do, just leave you the fuck alone and let you do your shit.
But does he provide a 401k? I'm not even sure.
You know,
I
don't know.
Do you have to work in a van?
Yeah. That's the coolest part is getting to work out of a van.
Is that the coolest part? Is it? The upside of that position is that it's a very, like, we did it mentality where you can sit in the van and, like.
And also, Velma's hot.
Velma is hot. You can play 3DS and read comic books, and then, like, when they find out that old man Scatman Carruthers was actually doing all... It was actually Scatman Carruthers a lot of time. You can just walk and go, we did it! And you didn't
That's
do
it.
Shit.
Bam.
But you get to reap all the rewards.
That is a good plus.
Yes. And I like it. Yeah.
All right.
Magic time machine.
Good shit.
Magic time machine.
Isn't that the van?
Magical mystery bus.
Facebook answers. Oh, well, so Chris Mata says Wile E. Coyote because he's open to any and all ideas.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good.
Alfred Perez says Megatron. All right. Because if I can kill him and instantly become the leader of the Decepticon forces, if I so choose to do so. But, man, he can live for now.
Oh,
so
man, he's a total ball
buster,
too.
Wait, Starscream couldn't do it. What makes him think he could do it?
Well, Starscream did do it, but he got his ball stomped on the entire time.
Yeah.
And then when he came back, he got, like, yeah, he's a ball buster. But, you know, sometimes it makes you a better person. builds good work ethic.
Well, he also says, Alfred Benes also says, or Cobra Commander, because he is a real liberal terrorist with a great union for his troops.
Also a ball buster.
Judson Cooper says, Droopy Dog, I'd like to see someone more depressed at my job than myself. Wow.
There you go, Judson.
Nice.
Way to go.
Don't like
rally
answers.
Cap. Rally cap
well
for
done,
you,
Judson.
No.
J. Coops.
Travis K. says, ha ha ha, Phil Ken 7? Because why the hell not? I'm not a vet, but I've got these pliers. Who? Phil Ken 7?
Oh,
Harvey Birdman. Birdman. The boss from Harvey Birdman.
Was that Stephen Colbert?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Travis K. But yeah, because why the hell not? All right. Gregory Pierce. Scrooge McDuck.
Call it back.
For sure. I might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
Yes.
That would definitely make the non-paycheck he would give me worth it.
Oh, he pays. He pays. He pays.
His last name's McDuck, not Duckstein.
No.
Uncle Samson. Samson, shut that down before you can finish it. No.
Offend Samson so much, being the most Jewy guy I've ever met.
He muted it. It's not because no.
There's your soundbite every time.
No.
Hello. Mrs. Doubtfire greeting. Samson does it. He's excited to see somebody. Hey, Samson. Hello.
Justin Wilcoxon says Hank Scorpio.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Because nice. He would let me change my name to Max Power. I got it from a hairdryer.
And he's got sugar in his pockets at all fucking
answer,
times.
Justin.
And quite possibly cream.
Hank Scorpio. Great answer. Carlos Castro says Dr. Venture. Keep the boys out of danger and Doc out of jail. Never a dull moment. I would not mind playing second fiddle to Brock. Heck yeah.
You make Brock your bitch, Carlos.
James Wells says Blastoise dad 100%.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Wait, he's got a dad?
I guess. Okay. He's super cool as a dad. And if he was also my boss, there would be some self-benefit galore. What the hell? I don't get that at all, but all right. Ryan Timothy Brace, RTP, says Hank Scorpio without an effing doubt.
Yep.
Jordan Worth Cobb says, Dr. Venture. No matter how much I F up, I stay hired. True. Oh, Samantha Lines Reek says, Pam Poovy from Archer.
Yeah, fuck yeah. She knows what's up. Yeah.
And Brandy Dunnigan says, Jim. No reason. Just want to hang out with her.
Yeah. Well, you would work for Synergy, bro.
It's like a record label.
You'd work for...
what was her alter ego?
Jerrica.
Is that what it is?
No, but they had that... the boss was a purple-haired guy. What the fuck? Or their manager...
He's the guy who invented Eric? Synergy? Or dad invented Synergy?
Stan? Yeah, no, Jem's dad invented Synergy. Mm. Invented that booty.
So, yeah. research on cartoons. That's
kind of funny.
It's not funny.
It's not really funny at all.
It takes the fun out of cartoons the way Samson takes the fun out of comics by cutting them up.
All right. That's not even... You know, no! It's not
here
even
we go. You're right. On. Taking the fun out of cartoons. That's not funny.
Yeah, that is not
that's
funny.
Not funny.
Way to go, Samson.
That's not...
Thank you for having me. Thank you for... Just to keep going with that. Huh?
So, Samson, you've been on this podcast multiple times, and we hope multiple more. As you know, being a returning guest at Public Access... is an educational program.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to ask our guests, also ourselves, what did we come to know? What made you come to know something new about yourself? That has been boiling inside of you for a while. So ponder that. Think about it. We'll switch it up a little bit. Regan, what did you come to know?
I didn't know that at the bottom of a comic book, if you see Spider-Man's face...
Spider-Man's?
Yeah. Spider-Man's face.
Just a Spider-Man's fisherman.
That it's
wait,
because
that, scratch that. I'm gonna leave it in there. Oh, fuck it.
Trust a Gordon Spider-Man.
That's probably what I should have said. But I said, all right.
The
well,
little
okay.
Skook, skew, UPC co, whatever. It wasn't available. It's for the comics that went straight to the comic book dealers, which is cool. So now I know that when looking back at my old comic books.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I learned.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I learned that Samson's first comic book was Captain Carrot, which is great because that was also my first comic along with Swamp Thing. That is, that's very cool. I like that. And I like the fact that Samson's one of the only few people that, like, digs Captain Carrot.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, it was a thing like, no one knows what that is, but I'm wrong. Again, people. I'm not the only person who likes Shenmue. I'm not the only person who likes Captain Carrot.
What I came to know, two things. One, I came to know that you can make brisk tea explode by shaking it in a can. I didn't think that that was a possibility. I didn't, but Slammy did.
Just a tiny bit.
But you're supposed to. I'm not faulting you in that because I would have...
Yeah, I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, that was interesting. And I also, you know, came to know, it took a while for me to learn this, is that no matter how hard you work, no matter, you know, how much, you know, love you put into a project, no matter how thoughtful a gift may be, it doesn't mean that the person that you give it to will really give a shit or pretend to like it.
When your grandma gives you that sweater, she really thinks you were going to like that sweater.
She did. She thought it would you would look sharp.
She knit you that sweater.
She knit you that sweater out of love.
Yeah, those are millions of tiny little hugs intertwined each other.
Millions of tiny little
and
hugs.
And you freaking crap all over it.
Samson loves Samson loves comics.
Oh, I'm just talking in general.
Samson loves comics a lot. So every time he cuts one, it's like cutting a piece of his soul.
Yeah.
Cutting his own child for you, okay? And so what I came to know is that what do you get the guy that has everything? Not a fucking collage of comics.
Yeah.
That's what you don't get them for. That's for damn sure. That's what I learned.
I don't even know why you learned that, because that's not even a true thing. That's not even a thing.
I'll work on it better, man. I'm sorry.
God damn it. Samson?
What did you come in?
I learned. I'll try harder next time, Jess.
Wow, Jess, look what you did.
Don't try
Jess, harder. Look what
your
you
best did. Was good enough.
Look what you did, Jess.
That's not even...
We met up at Hung Fong's to discuss it.
Damn.
And to get it.
I did my best.
But what else did you learn?
That's what he came to know.
That's it.
That's what she came to know.
That is it.
So, Samson, you're very funny. And I think that out of all the people that do stand-up comedy, you're a person that should. And that there's some people that are doing stand-up comedy currently who shouldn't. And
it's like 50% of people.
75%.
75%.
You're smart, you're witty, you're funny, you're clever, you're unique.
Well, thank you.
But you lack confidence.
I agree with like four of the things that he said.
That I wish that you did. And I know that when people kind of, you know, bat away at your self-esteem, like, you know, something that you actually work really hard for.
Oh my God.
I'm just going right back.
And just like, that's the worst thing that I've done. But I tried. Yeah. So I get why you wouldn't have that confidence. And I'm sorry that people treat you like that. But I think, Samson, that we appreciate you on the podcast. We hope that you come back. Your posts, posts on social media are hilarious. Where can people find you?
Just Facebook. I have a Twitter account, but it's very rare I post anything. Sometimes people encourage me to say things I shouldn't on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Sambot2000.
Yep.
That I shouldn't say. And then they say, you should say it. You should say it. And I go, you know, he's a comedian. I should listen to him. And then I say it. And he goes, fuck, Samson, what the hell, man?
Which... Best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't deny it. And I don't say, no, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Wait. God damn it.
And it's Samson Portillo on Facebook?
Yes.
And the Instagrams?
No. Wait, I do, but I don't even know what it is.
All right. You're an old man.
Like that.
Yeah. Lemon chicken and Mongolian beef. So, Samson.
T3.
We appreciate you on the podcast. We hope you come back. Thank you very much for joining
us. This was funsies.
It was funsies. Funyuns. Jess, do we have anything coming up?
Oh, no. Just the usual stuff. Thanks for listening to us at oneofus.net. You are one of us, and we are one of you. And we appreciate the circle of life that we've all intertwined ourselves with. Like Shenmue. You can go get our past adventures.
Yeah.
ComediaAgogo.com. Get our older episodes. Get our cool movie Blood Cousins, which is quite fine. And our comedy special Big Red and Barbacoa, which is also fine. There's a new video out on our ComediaGogo page, Snacks and Jackson's Food Domination. It's a little bit of chunky fun. Check it out. Share it. Love it. Links for people who have The feedback has been lots of fun. We have a really cool... we have some really cool shit coming up, and it'll all unfold, and we think you guys will like it. And just keep spreading the word. Keep adding sir in our topics, and thanks a bunch for listening. Appreciate it.
Also, if you're in the San Antonio area on Friday night, come out to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club at midnight for our free show. Come say hi. We'll normally be there. That's right, guys, right by the airport. So if you're traveling from out of town, it's a great place to stop by on a Friday after everything's closed. Lots of good laughs, lots of past podcast guests doing the comedies, and it's a lot of fun. If you're in the Rio Grande area, I will be performing my stand-up comedies headlining July 15th and 16th at the Cine El Rey Theater. So come by, say hi. I will be with past podcast guest Jay Whitecotton. We're going to be doing some funny stuff. So make sure that you come and visit like the Blind Tiger page online.
I like to say that if you're listening to this, thank you. Seriously. And I want to say that I love you. Yes, you. The person listening right now, you're probably thinking I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about you. I love you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's cool as hell that you listen to this. Yes, no, seriously, you. No, I'm talking to you. You're probably thinking I'm talking about somebody else, but I'm talking about you, the person that is listening right now, specifically you. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Yeah. That's cool as hell. I just want to
and he
give
got
that
lost
kind of
with
appreciation.
You.
What?
In Austin.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
Christina. But if Christina was listening, that'd be freaking crazy.
Yeah, that was Wolverine Origins. This is fucking Days of Future Past.
Oh, I got it, dude.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So thank you. But not me, because I listen to them sometimes. So this is not, I'm not saying
this
no, to
you're
me.
Talking to yourself, you cocky
no,
man.
No, I'm not.
You narcissist. It's just so when you have headphones on and you're smashing papas. And you're listening to
I'm
the
sorry,
podcast.
Smashing Papas.
Smashing Papas.
Yeah.
Go in
smashing Gash.
Yeah.
Go in
reverse Gash and regular Gash.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you for listening, right. Guys. Say hi to us. And we appreciate you. Thank you, Samson, once again.
Absolutely.
Guys, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll smash you later.